Monday, December 19, 2016, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02 p.m.
Worst time you ever had.
Yeah.
And that's terrible.
Okay, I'll call the Board of Commissioners meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Scott is absent. Tony?
Here.
Rick?
Here.
Dick?
Here.
Bill?
Yes.
Make a motion to excuse Commissioner Love.
I do make a motion to excuse Commissioner Love from today's meetings.
You seconding Bill's?
Yeah.
Bill made a motion, Tony.
You make the motion. I'm sorry. I thought you asked for somebody to make the motion. Sorry, Bill.
Okay. Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
I don't know why Love takes vacations. He's always on one.
Permanently.
Permanent vacation.
I hope he listens to our board minutes tonight.
I hope he does, too.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Item number one, consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes, December 5th. Approval of payroll claims, approval of accounts payable claims, and approval of the official reports. Tony and I went through the payroll and accounts payable claims. Everything's in order.
There so are, move to approve the consent agenda items.
Second.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Okay, item two, Pam Miller, Board Chair and Director of Industry and Investor Relations, Suline Ethanol. To update the board regarding the Jacksonville ethanol TIF and property taxes. Hi, Pam.
Hi, how are you?
Perfect timing.
Good. Good.
Should be a handout we got in the mail, too, I think.
I think I've got a testimony right now.
Thank you.
Great. Well, thanks for your time today. I just wanted to update you. I wanted to update you on the TIF that is in place for that area where the Suline ethanol plant is, and give you some good Christmas present. Actually, the TIF is going to be paid off early, about 2 years early, because of the tax levy that is in place, especially some of the other subdivisions that have taxing authority, their rates were a little bit higher. So as those calculations work through on the bond payments, we're able to pay those off 2 years early. So the TIF will be paid off at the end of December 2019. So I think that's for future planning.
Something and it was scheduled to go, what, 2 more years?
2 more years past that.
Okay.
Yep. So it would have gone through all the way through 2021. So we're excited about that. And what this shows you is the real estate on the real property, which is what was TIFed, the value of what you were getting before, which is the far right column, 2006. You can see that land that we purchased there. It was bare crop ground. It was $170,000 of valuation on the tax rolls at that time. And the county was getting all of $833 every year in tax revenues from that bare land. Now, we went ahead and, as you know, put in an $80 million plant. Some of it was personal property taxes that we've been paying, those are personal property. We've been paying taxes on that that does come to the county. But $31 million of it was what was TIFed, and that was the real property, the land, the improvements that we made that are part of, you know, not going to move the concrete, the the road that goes through there, all of those kinds of permanent structures are valued at $31,000. And that number doesn't depreciate. It doesn't go down. That's what it has been for the whole time and will continue to be. And, in fact, that number will go up as we have further improvements and expansions. We put in two new grain bins. Mm-hmm. Those are worth $3.7 million, and that's going to be added on. That'll be added actually. I'm sorry. Let me take that back. That'll be added on as personal property mm-hmm. taxes. Those aren't as right. fixed as your concrete, say, silos. But we're going to be doing an $8 million expansion right now. And some of that will come on to this. Some will go on to personal property. But when you look at the TIF, you can see for the tax year of 2015, what we paid in 2016, we were looking at the base amount, if you look at that, that $181,000, that is what that bare land would be worth right now if it was just that, and we'd be paying just $602. But what we have been putting aside is $103,000, almost $104,000 every year to pay off those TIF bonds. And so in 2020, after the TIF has expired, that much money, $104,000 in today's numbers, would be coming to your county, to our county budget. Okay. So it's always, as you know, depends on your tax levy rate. Right now we show our tax levy rate at 0.33. So if that tax levy rate goes up, which is really good, you guys are doing really good with that. So if the tax levy goes up, then of course our amount of taxes we will pay will go up a little bit. But we do, as I said, we've got an expansion underway right now. A lot of that is a lot of concrete work as we put in two new fermenters. A lot of yards of concrete out there that we put in. And so some of those dollars, I don't know how much of it they haven't valued yet to determine which is which yet, will increase our value on real estate taxes.
When will they be complete?
Now.
Well, they're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting ready to bring them online. We're going to hydro test them this week, and we're hoping by next week they'll be in operation.
Then Jeff will be out there the next week.
Excuse me?
Then Jeff will be out there the next week.
All right.
Absolutely. Okay. Weather-dependent.
Yeah. Pam, how much will that increase the capacity out there?
15%. 15%. So we're really excited about that. Mm-hmm. That'll get us up to an 80 million gallon run rate for ethanol, and that'll also increase our distillers grains that we produce, and the corn oil will go up as well. So we're looking at some good numbers in that.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of a phase two that'll be done more in February and March, and that's some work on our cooling towers to give us better cooling capacity in the summer. With that higher run rate, we just need a little bit more cooling capacity to get through June, July, and August. And so that is part of that $8 million expansion, and that part's scheduled for phase two this spring. So we love being here in Dakota County. It was a great decision that we made years ago, and I think it achieved what we were hoping to do, and that was to, one, provide an increase in taxable value here in the county, and also provide good jobs. We have 37 people on the payroll. Total payroll and benefits, about $2 million a year that we pay. And we just had our Christmas party Friday night, and we got a lot of great employees. They do a good job for us, and I think they're happy working at Sealand Ethanol.
Well, it's great to have you here, too. It's been a great thing for Dakota County.
I think it's been really good for the ag economy.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't think Jackson Express would have been there, would have done what they did without that. And the truck traffic, the trucking business has been...
It's increased a lot, hasn't it?
It has.
Leaving there, I can tell you how many shops.
You know,
It's busy. That highway, I mean, as far as trucks is concerned, it is busy all the time. The only time that I don't hear any traffic at all is from like 1 o'clock in the morning to about 3:30 in the morning. It's only about 2 hours. Other than that, I mean, it's just constant. Up and down.
I always thought they'd put a turning lane. But I don't think they've had that many accidents there, really.
I've not heard of any accidents due to the truck traffic or anything.
They do need to widen that out someday and make it better, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we hauled a lot of corn in there this year.
Oh, yeah.
I would like that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is great news for the TIF. It's one of the things that I have a difficulty to understand, that tax increment in finance. when I was in Kearney, I learned a little bit about it, and it's very interesting. And 2 years is 2 years, and you know, instead of get the money in 2022 actually, and we're going to get on the 2020. So that's great news.
It is, and I think a lot of the TIF is hard to understand, and you know, at first glance, it's like, well, gosh, you know, we're not going to get any of that money, but. The thing is, if it wouldn't have happened, you wouldn't ever get any increase
exactly
in taxes.
Right.
So to get another $104,000 or even more in tax revenues every year is going to be really good.
And you could have run this TIF out to the term.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I wish other municipalities would do the same thing.
Right.
Would pay up early instead of running it out to the term, because it does.
Or renewing it.
It makes it stagnant.
Or renewing.
Yeah. Or not renewing, yeah.
Or issue.
Time after time or renewals.
Yeah. And we do hope to grow. You know, there may be an opportunity where we need to take a look at what we can do to make it feasible to continue to invest in Dakota County. So I'm wanting to share this with you so you can see that TIF is not a bad, it's not a bad deal. So it's complicated, I agree, but I think it's going to pay off really well here for Dakota County.
I think it's. I'm sorry if I say that it's a good deal. I it's a good deal, but you got to know and you got to. How can I put it to you? The workshop that I went, or the seminar that I went. Some cities take advantage of the TIF program from the counties. What the guy suggests is that we need to sit down with the city officials and have some kind of agreement, you know, what we're going to get back on the TIF that we're going to give you. I mean, because that is a waste to get some benefits from the city.
Yes.
But it's, TIF is good, like you said. I mean, you want to grow.
Right.
You need to grow. And it's good, but you got to implement it right.
Yeah, I mean, you do. Yeah, I think it's important to be upfront about everything,
right,
you know, going in. Sometimes I think, you know, because it is so complicated and
it
you
is.
Don't really know always upfront what's going on, it can be misunderstood pretty easy. So. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of give you that update, and since we had a firm timeline, since we're getting closer and we know what our numbers are looking like and going to be, that's where we're at with our TIF, and we are appreciative of your support in it in the past, and happy to come on to the tax rolls at that full value. Obviously, we've been paying, as I said, personal property taxes all along, and but that number is smaller than what the real property tax is, the big bulk of it.
Thank you, Pam.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Coming.
No, thanks.
Any other questions for Pam? Appreciate you being here.
All right, good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Pam.
Yeah.
Number three, miscellaneous, Fred Kellogg, road report.
December 4th through the 17th, 75 hours of road maintenance, overtime 16 hours, garbage pickup an hour and a half, snow removal 16 hours, gravel haul 1,416 tons. Signs and barricadings, 13 hours. Road concerns, had asked for gravel on 250th Street. Not much happening. We were all out yesterday. Went out about 3 in the morning. And a little cold.
Everything run?
Everything ran, yes.
Good. I didn't get any calls. Were there any roads completely blocked? I wonder, on the hill?
Up in the hills, of course, we had some that were
really
completely blocked. And
I didn't get a call.
The road department didn't either. I guess I did. I had one from Mills Beach wondering if they were coming. But the LEC did call me twice. Well, once a deputy advised they were drifting Saturday, which with that wind, I understand. And then someone else called at the LEC and reported roads are drifting. But
usually that night I get calls, though, and you know, people don't understand. When the wind's still blowing 50 mile an hour, you're just spinning your wheels going out over the roads that time of night. You just all wheel, the wind goes down. And by 3 o'clock, apparently, it had gone down, hadn't it?
Yes.
What time did you get done? Noon?
About noon.
Did you? You know, that's the best time to go. There's no traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a list.
There wasn't going to be a lot of people out on Sunday.
No.
There's 25 below, 27 below on my pickup.
Really?
5 in the morning yesterday.
Yeah.
Today's 25 degrees. That's 50 degrees difference.
Yeah. Right.
And it feels like it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I came all the way across on 260 Saturday. The only place was right there at Walways, you know, where I always dress. It's the only place. It was probably 2.5 feet deep all the way down.
Yeah,
I went right through with pickup. Yeah, it's the only place was bad.
All right. Thank you, Fred.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Fred.
Approve seeking input from local funeral homes to update the Dakota County burial policy fee schedule. There's a handout in your packet. I know we had Don Moore here just a while back. What are your wishes here?
Well, Don said that they were having a tough time with it covering their expenses.
Said they were not breaking anything.
Yeah. So I think it's, you know, go out and put it out for bid, or not bid, but get some ideas of what it does cost. So I would make that motion to contact some local funeral homes and get some estimates of what it does cost to do a county burial.
Because we have, what, 4 or 5 a year?
Yeah. Maybe none, too.
Yeah.
It's about average.
Did we have one here lately?
Was that we've had
Frank
Velasquez
this year.
Yeah.
4 or 5 of them.
Do we have the right to cremate? Or, I mean, that's
the family. The family.
The family decides. Yeah. That's about the cheapest route to go.
Yeah, it is.
So you make the motion, Rick?
I made a motion, okay. To
second it.
Okay.
And then maybe bring it back to the board for update when we...
Yeah, we'll put it back on the agenda.
Okay.
In January, okay. Maybe sometime.
Okay.
Do we want to limit it to just county funeral homes, Dakota County funeral homes? I mean, we've only got, what, 2?
I think we
have. Well, there's
we have to stay in
Christy
Dakota
Smith
County.
Comes over sometimes, but...
You got Moore and Becker Hunt, and then there's one in Emerson, but is he in Thurston or is he in Dixon County?
Oh, I don't know.
He's in Thurston. He's in Dixon County.
He's in Dixon?
He's on the other side.
Is that Munderlaw?
Munderlaw, I believe. But he'd be good for a reference.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he takes care of a lot in Dakota County.
I'll contact, all right. Somebody in Sioux City and Munderlaw.
Sure.
Okay.
Do you want to contact people in Sioux City?
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't going to hurt. It ain't going to hurt.
No.
You know, and we can still keep it local.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Okay. Approve advertising for planning and zoning membership for the three-year terms expiring February of 17. You should have a new handout there that Joan just gave out. Looks like the 3 going off are Martin Rohde, Scott Goebbels, and Paul Ireland. Marty's the Emerson area. Scott's Hubbard, and Ireland is Willis. So we need to start advertising that probably as soon as we can. We'll need a motion for that.
So move to advertise for those 3 positions.
Second. Mm-hmm. Motion for a second.
Okay. Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes. Okay, and then the chair to appoint planning and zoning membership application review committee. In the past, Tony's always been on that because he's been the committee person from our board to go meet with the planning and zoning. So I'd like to have 3. I've got Tony and Ron Gill's been on it before. Ron does a good job. I mean, I need one more.
Anyway. To go over the resumes or
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not interested in that part.
Okay. Yeah, this would be the chair.
So it's going to have to be one of the new sworn in guys or
or Scott Love.
Yeah, we can have two from the board here.
So, Scott Love.
Let's put somebody else. I mean,
Scott, Tony, and Ron Gill.
Yeah. I think that'd be good.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll appoint Tony Gomez, Ron Gill, and Scott Love for that committee. That's what you get for not coming to the meeting.
Give it to him. He's out there.
Let that be a lesson for you, Marty.
I hear you.
Okay.
Don't miss a meeting.
Commissioner committee reports.
The Law Enforcement Center, we met last Tuesday, a week ago tomorrow, and the new system, you know, is working, and it's working normal, and the council and things, so they got a little bit of all the equipment left. It doesn't worth anything, so they just want to wait for the recycle time because they need to recycle in certain areas, you know, that's appropriate. The insurance guy, then, that Piper, the insurance guy that came to in front of us all the time, then done. Done Faber.
Faber?
Faber. Yeah, excuse me.
He's with Ron Rapp now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's not with the Three Rivers anymore. Yeah. So the insurance went up $1,200 a year, 16%.
Wow. Health insurance?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, the health insurance. And he says the only way the board save any money is if we go to $1,000 deductible, we can save $97 a month. But if we go $1,500 a month, we can save $342 a month for employee.
$1,500 deductible?
Deductible.
Per year?
Per year.
Per year.
Those aren't bad deductibles.
No.
Really?
And that's not savings, but the board decided to keep it the way it is right now, so they go ahead and pay the $1,200 increase
okay.
a month.
A month?
Yeah.
Wow. Hy-Vee is almost $3,000, my son. He's $3,000 deductible.
Deductible?
At Hy-Vee.
What's
yes.
the county worth? $250?
Yeah.
Ours is extremely low.
Well, that's what it is in the Law Enforcement Center, so that's something that we need to think about it because he's going to be here next.
Yeah.
Something
well, I think we need to up that a little bit and lower our
premium. It's going to be.
Well, you know, Pam mentioned that our county levy is 33%. We know why.
It's down to 32 now.
Because we took $990,000 out of inheritance to make budget.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have done it. So, well, something's got to go.
Yep.
We literally could not increase it. I mean, those we have the 50-cent levy and the what's it called?
The lid.
The lids. The two lids, yeah.
And we've had the luxury of farmland values increasing, but we all know that's going to be going the other way.
Oh, yeah.
I just received a magazine.
A big one.
And Illinois, Nebraska, Iowa, the three farm states are, what was it, 28%?
There's an article in Sunday's paper.
Yeah.
In 3 years.
Yeah, they're saying that what land values that were 12,000 are now 6,000.
Right.
Well, we just had a farm that no-sailed at Jackson. 66, they got to 62 and they no-sailed it. And then that one up at Thurston, it didn't sell. They no-sailed it, too. It got to, like, I want to say 2,800.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So they're definitely...
Agriculture?
Agricultural land, yeah.
Well, Marty really farms that fern straight south of Homer, or Hubbard. And they got a bid of 4,400 and no more. They wanted 52. She called Marty and she said, I wonder if I should call Daryl Olson and see if he'll still give the 44. And he called Daryl Olson, and Daryl Olson said, no, I just dropped it another 500.
You know,
it's going down fast. You
guys. I was there at one of those auctions, and after the deal was over, I got talking to the auctioneer, and he goes, yep, that ship has sailed, and you can't see it on the horizon.
That's right.
So it's going to be a long time before it comes back.
Oh, yeah. $2.50 corn, you're not going to ever come back. And it's going to be a mess.
So you can look for those to start when you guys are doing your taxes this next year.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Hopefully some of the commercial properties, residentials, make up for it. Part of it.
Well, there's a shortage of housing, so that's kind of holding the values up on some of the homes. Mm-hmm.
Any other committee reports?
I
didn't have any.
Did you make it to the legislation, John? No. You didn't make it today?
No, I did not. It was on Iowa roads concern.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't want to.
Okay, mail and or emergency business, there isn't any. Public comment. No public comment. I would like to thank, this will be our last meeting, Rick Polsky and Dick McNair for their many years of service here. And I'd like to welcome Marty Hohenstein here. It's kind of dead here without Scott Love. I don't know if you noticed
that.
Yeah. Quiet.
Thank God.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Very much.
Yes.
Thank you, Ray and Dave. Thank you. It was a pleasure working with you guys.
Thank you, guys.
We will see you on the 18th.
On what?
On the 18th, 2018.
Yeah.
You'll never say no.
Hey, yeah.
Okay, we're adjourned.
29?
29.